Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. Mark and Hart Sunday edition, which is, since it's a three-hour show, the fastest 3 hours in sports radio. Andy Hart, Mark with the C. James, here with you until noon, and we'll get you ready for the guys who are going to be coming to you live. Right, Joe, from Foxborough?
They'll be Rich will be here. Rich Keith will be here.
Oh, they're gonna be in studio. Okay, good. I thought
Christian,
you know,
I believe will be down in Foxborough.
Oh, Christian will be in Foxborough. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Just want to get everything straight.
Wiggy will be on Planet Wig.
Yeah, well, we know that.
That's on his boat cruise.
Ooh.
International waters, he claims.
You know it's weird? Like, why he doesn't want to talk about Lake Minnetonka?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nothing good can come from it professionally, personally.
Yeah. Relationship status.
Yes. Just,
yeah, that's
nope.
True. Yeah. That's
nope. Don't talk about it. Smartest thing Wiggy's ever done.
Right. Yeah, yeah. After probably that decision to actually go on it, which is the dumbest thing he may ever
do. Well, you know, sometimes, hey, you're being a good teammate. Everybody's going. Oh, okay. I'm going with the. Oh, this is. Then you're stuck on a boat.
One too many cocktails, and the rest is history.
Yep. Hey,
I could tell you, Brian McKinney for the last 17 years, if it's a party with him, it's a party, all right. Oh, boy. It is, that is one of those things where you're going to remember that party for the rest of your life. And
not Wiggy. So, he forgot it. It's gone. It's just, nothing there.
Nothing there.
Erased.
Nothing to look at here.
He got
moving.
Men in Black. Boom! It's gone.
Yep. It's out of there. Patriots now back in action the rest of the season. This is the first of the remaining seven NFL weekends that we have left prior to the four weekends of the playoffs. So, the Eagles, which obviously brings up the memories of Super Bowl 52, but here's the difference. Didn't face Carson Wentz in that game. It was Nick Foles, the backup quarterback, who sort of pulled a Jeff Hostetler and led the Eagles to the Super Bowl victory the way Hostetler did over the Buffalo Bills back in the day when Hostetler's defensive coordinator was a guy by the name of Bill Belichick. So this game is interesting because everybody talked about how the Patriots defense was doing so well, and, you know, they now through the first nine games, they've only allowed 10.9 points per game, and the team who held the lowest single season record low 10.3 points per game were the 2000 Ravens, led by Ray Lewis. But this team got gashed. The team got gashed on a Sunday night by Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram, and the strength for Philadelphia is running the ball with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. But here's the thing. Will Jordan Howard be playing today?
No, he's out.
He is out.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, reportedly out.
Wow.
According to Adam Schefter, they signed Jay Ajayi. They are going to lean on Miles Sanders. Doug Peterson has said he believes Miles Sanders, who's been more of a third down type back for them to start his rookie season. But Doug Peterson believes he's capable of doing more than that. They're going to turn to him to do more than that today, and that's the challenge he faces, and it's the challenge the Patriots face, because I certainly can't envision, you know, Jay Ajayi coming off the street on a Thursday and then carrying the load for the Philadelphia Eagles. So the challenge for the Patriots, to me, diminished a little bit. You know, if you had Howard and Sanders trying to run at you, trying to replicate a little bit of what the Ravens did in that Sunday night loss, I think that's a formidable challenge. Now, a rookie running back. Now, don't get me wrong, it can happen. Remember what Jalen Samuels did to the Patriots last December for the Steelers when he filled in? He was barely a running back. He was a guy who was a jack of all trades in college. All of a sudden, he's running and hitting chunk plays against the Patriots. So, you know, I may be wrong, and it may be around 6:30 tonight, and we're saying, wow, Miles Sanders, he really is a little bit of a replication of Saquon Barkley out of Penn State, and he's running it down the Patriots' throat. But I think the challenge got a little easier.
Belichick is not unbeatable, but pretty much unbeatable coming off a bye, too.
Not always so true. You know his record?
Well, like,
see, you don't like when I do these things to you,
because no,
if this
no,
were
no,
overnight
no, no,
radio,
no, no.
You'd keep spewing. You know what his record coming out of the bye is? What do you think? Throw a number. I'll tell you, it adds up to 30. There's 30 examples of him coming out of the bye. You know what his record is coming out of the bye?
30 examples after? Oh, I thought it was only 18 or 19 because...
Well, no, because it includes postseason and things of that nature.
Oh, I don't...
Super Bowls. So his overall record coming out of the bye, 18 and 12. Which is good.
How about on the regular season?
Not great. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, we need an intern.
Yeah.
Somebody go look it up. Coming out of the regular season, bye. But, you know, I also saw Rob Ninkovich doing the usual, the Patriots don't lose two games in a row. Well, except they did twice last year, right? And then they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh.
So it happens that they do. And, you know, I'm glad you stepped aside for a minute, let someone else on the show speak. So I want to bring up an idea that my friend Ryan Hannaby, as the Greg Hill Show calls him, Ryan Hannaby has this belief that the bye week...
Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Tom Brady?
No, focus for just a minute. Leave him alone.
I'm just busting.
That the bye week is actually a disadvantage to some degree to the Patriots. Because Bill Belichick, we know he's the greatest coach, right? No one's going to question that.
Well, you said Paul Brown, but okay.
No, I mean here and now, not all time. Oh, yeah. The greatest coach right now. He has an advantage because he can do more in a week than most, right? He sees it quicker, he diagnoses film quicker, tells, scouting, all of those things. That you actually give the other guy a chance because he has that extra week to try to play catch up in the coaching game. The things that Bill can accomplish on Monday night, Tuesday, boom, we're into game planning Wednesday. That other guy now has a full week to prepare before he serves up a game plan and point of attack for his team. And certainly the Super Bowls, right? I mean, you give 2 weeks and Doug Peterson beat you. You give 2 weeks, Tom Coughlin beat you twice. Maybe this is the opportunity because Peterson talked about it. At the end of 2 weeks, you know everything about your opponent. Mm-hmm. I think I personally believe at the end of a normal week, Belichick knows everything about his opponent. It's the other coaches that may not know everything. That second week, and I give Ryan credit, it's an interesting that it kind of closes the gap in the coaching advantage that the Patriots may have on a week-to-week basis. So I think it's an interesting theory. I don't know if you buy into it or not.
No, well, I trust in Belichick, but Doug Peterson, this is when we talk about, and you and I said this yesterday, bears repeating that, this to me, and we use the phrase must win, obviously relative to each team. This is a must win game for me for the Patriots standpoint, and I'll tell you why. Because you go into a bye and you get exposed. You play a team in the Baltimore Ravens, and they run right at you for over 200-plus yards. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram. Now you're coming off a bye, and there's that bad taste in your mouth like, wow. We finally faced a real team on the road, and we got exposed. And I'm sorry. I told you Buffalo's a fraud. I still believe Buffalo's a fraud. They lost to Cleveland last week. I think there's a chance that they, who knows, the Dolphins have won a couple in a row. Maybe they'll lose to the Dolphins today. I don't know. But this is a must-win, but it's also a must-win for the Eagles. They're 5-4, and they're in a tough division with the Cowboys. And you know, you've got a bunch of good teams. I mean, NFC is much better than the AFC in terms of teams who can make the playoffs. So it's a must win for them as well. But I'll say this about the Patriots, and I said this before, I sort of looked at this game and I don't see the Patriots losing this game. I feel like you almost need to remind not only the world, but yourselves that yes, we are still the best team in the NFL. We had a lapse. It happened to us last year. It happened in 2017, but this is what we can do, especially when we put our minds to it. But if they lose today, I will tell you, I would start, not panic, but I'd be very worried about the psyche of this team. You lose two in a row, especially coming off a bye, it's a bad look. It's a really bad look. Now, maybe losing to Pittsburgh last year in December, that was sort of a product of the Miami miracle from the week before. Maybe that just carried over, but you're coming off a bye. So you have a chance to get everything right, and you mentioned studying the tendencies. You know everything. But this game, I have the Patriots winning this game. Another thing, too, from a Vegas standpoint, they started off a 3.5-point favorite. It's gone up to 5 now. So there's a lot of sharp money coming in on New England, which makes it believe that the sharps are in all over the Patriots. Then maybe they know something that we don't. I don't see the Patriots losing this game. But if they do, I will tell you, we're going to go back to this. Those first 8 games, fraudulent. It was a fraudulent 8-0 record. It makes that record look even more fraudulent.
And there's already sharks circling the Patriots because they wanted to circle them in the beginning. The haters were questioning everybody they played and the defense and all that. And then you lose in what's a tough spot in Baltimore. I don't think it's not an embarrassing loss to go into Baltimore the way that team is playing in a Sunday night emotional game and lose. Now, I thought you got pushed around a little bit. I thought you got bullied. I thought sort of the details of the loss are worse than just the mere loss itself. But you already heard the questions this week. You know, who's the best team in football? Who's the best team in the AFC? You know, there's a lot of people that don't even think Patriots are the best team in the conference anymore, that maybe Baltimore is the team to beat in the conference. And if you add another loss, which, by the way, won't be an embarrassing loss, right? Going on the road in Philly, a Philly team, as you pointed out, is in a dogfight in the NFC East, needs this game, maybe not must win because this has the feeling of one of those NFC East season where it goes down to the last week and, you know, the 9-7 team gets in and the 8-8 team doesn't or something like that. But Philly's a tough, hostile environment. That's a good home crowd against a good football team. From my perspective, though, I agree with Vegas. I agree with the number. I had the Patriots 24-20 on Friday, a little preview I wrote for WEEI.com. But with this Jordan Howard injury, I would increase it. I'd say 27-20. I think the margin for error for the Patriots increases thanks to that injury. I think that's a big injury.
It is a big injury. There's no doubt about that. And that's their strength, too. Now it's going to put it all on Carson Wentz. Oh, by the way, Alshon Jeffery is also out of the game, too. So that's two huge weapons for them.
Feels a little bit like the Giants game. Not as big of an example, but the Giants game. No Saquon Barkley, no Sterling Shepard, no Evan Engram. I mean, their offense was out. Then you threw a young rookie quarterback out there. Now you take away your biggest outside receiver in Alshon Jeffery, and you take away your top running back, and you say, okay, go beat them with a rookie running back and Zach Ertz. Can you do that? We'll see.
617-779-7937. We're also talking about the Colin Kaepernick situation, which transpired yesterday down in Atlanta, which ended up being some sort of a sham that the NFL playing poker. Kaepernick, certainly, like Matt Damon and Rounders, was not going to fall for the NFL's bluff, and he didn't. But yet, where's Colin Kaepernick today after yesterday? He's back to square one. He's no closer to coming back to the league than he was prior to yesterday or the previous 3 years. 617-779-7937. Chris in Rhode Island, you're on Mark and Hart. What's up, Chris?
How you guys doing?
Good. Good morning. What's up?
You think Kaepernick would have a shot in the summer, maybe with a really, really desperate team?
I personally don't. You're going to be
maybe a walk-on?
The age of 33. You know, I mean, what are you investing in a 33-year-old quarterback, been out of the league in 3 years?
It's only 6 months from now, really.
I know.
You think he might be able to walk on with, like, a really desperate team?
Nope.
And just try to do a walk-on tryout?
Nope. I don't. I think his career is over. I don't know why anybody would invest in him. I just don't. I think, you know, the pros and the cons, the risk and the reward from an organizational perspective, it just doesn't, there's no positive there on that side of the ledger.
Chris, you know where I could see, I'm not even joking either, you know, and how huge this would be for this gentleman who's resurrecting the XFL? I could see him going the XFL because I think that door, that window of opportunity for Colin Kaepernick, as we know it, of him trying to get back in the NFL with his press release, I think it's over. I think this whole thing now, it's just going to be this back and forth spinning contest between the league and Kaepernick and his reps, and it's never going to go anywhere. Chris, we appreciate the phone call and your heavy breathing.
But why would the XFL do that? What's the upside for them?
Come on, dude. Are you kidding me?
For a fledgling league that's doing its best to create a fan base, you want to eliminate a portion of the population from your fan base?
No.
Because that would happen. You would eliminate a portion of the population. And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't, what's her name, Vince McMahon's wife? Isn't Linda. She a Republican? Wasn't she part of Trump's administration for a little while, the Small Business Administration?
Yeah. Yep.
There's no chance in hell. No chance.
But you quoted Vince McMahon there by doing that. No chance in hell. But here's the thing.
I agree with you that he's a showman. He's a businessman. I think if he thought it would do more positive than negative for the XFL, if it would bring more viewers and attention than it would cost him. But I think it would cost him a portion of the fan base. And
no
when you're
way.
Starting out like that, I don't think. And by the way, you also have to remember, he's not only starting the XFL, he still runs WWE, right?
He does.
So that's a tie-in business perspective that he has to take. Again, do you lose any viewers or consumers, people buying tickets, buying T-shirts, if you add Colin Kaepernick to one of your sister businesses? I think you would.
I think for the XFL, that's exactly what they need. They need some. Now, but here's the thing, though, too, for Colin Kaepernick. Much like Tim Tebow, and this is why I look at Tim Tebow, who everybody felt so sorry for Tim Tebow. Now, unlike Tebow, Kaepernick actually has a skill set that he should at least be a backup on one of the 32 NFL teams. You and I agree upon that.
Correct.
He's one of the top 60. I have not seen him play for 3 years, but he has the talent and skill. Tim Tebow, from Jump Street, even when they beat the Steelers in the playoffs before they got destroyed by the Patriots and he got exposed, he never had the skill set. He never did. He couldn't throw the ball accurately. It was just painful to watch him. He could, but the thing about the NFL where Tebow, he let his pride get in the way. Where NFL teams, I think if Tebow said, you know what, I'll pull a Terrell Pryor. You want me to be a tight end, be an H-back? Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, he didn't want it. He wanted the glory position of being quarterback. But the problem with Tim Tebow was he wouldn't check his ego at the door. You don't see him. He's not trying to play in the CFL. I think Colin Kaepernick would look at the CFL or the XFL as something that's below him. I think he'd rather fight the NFL, because you got to remember, even yesterday, even though it was a complete cluster bleep and a total sham and a circus, what does it do? Colin Kaepernick is in the news with the synonymous with what? The NFL. And yep, that's what you don't want to be. Once you, like, if you just, like, I'm just saying, if he ever decided to check his ego and say, you know, I'll go play in the XFL, why the hell not? Then all of a sudden, you go and play in a third-rate league that's going to undoubtedly fail. It's going to fail. I mean, I can't believe that Vince McMahon is bringing this thing back. I can't even believe that ESPN's actually going to cover these games. I think the XFL will probably this time will last less than Tim Tebow's NFL career. And actually, that lasted a few years.
I was going to say, if they last as long as Tim Tebow's NFL career, they'll be doing okay for themselves. Yeah. I think they'll be lucky if they get to season two.
Yeah. Yeah,
what did AB say? He said half a season, I think. Three games, 3 weeks, he claimed on Twitter they're going to last.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, how about this, too? You talk about a team, like say there was one team in the NFL next year, and you mentioned Antonio Brown. He met with the NFL this week for 8 straight hours.
Yep.
What if a team, hypothetically, said, we're going to sign Kaepernick and Antonio Brown? Could you imagine the publicity and circus that it would? The media relations department's heads would be spinning like Linda Blair on The Exorcist.
But they'd immediately, all those rankings and charts of social media engagement and everybody tweeting, man, they'd be at the top of it immediately, and they'd sell some jerseys. They would make some money that way.
I'll say this. Colin Kaepernick, if he did ever get signed by the NFL, I'm telling you right away, more than Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes, be the number one selling jersey in the world.
Right, because you get everybody to buy him. You get the people that love him to buy him to wear him, and the haters have to buy him to burn him.
You got it. Exactly. All right, so your thoughts on Kaepernick. Patriots-Eagles coming up later today. Also, we'll take a look at some other things going on in the NFL. And I got a lock this week that'll be better than Boston College.
I promise you. Couldn't be any worse.
Yeah, don't ever bet on BC in anything at all. Maybe bet against them, but don't bet on them. But now, it's time for trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, so week 11 will begin in about 2.5 hours. Today, as the Houston Texans will take on the Baltimore Ravens. I almost said the Baltimore Colts there. Wow, that was
how old are you?
No, I don't know why I thought Baltimore and I thought Colt. I'm like, oh, wait.
Who does that? I mean, it's okay if Bill Belichick does that. He worked for them. He worked for them, right?
March of Broda.
But why do you have some flashback to the 70s?
Maybe, I don't know. I was like, well, didn't they move in the 80s? Wasn't the Mayflower Trucks
in
the
early 80s? Like, 83, early, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know why I just said a Baltimore Colts reference. It's interesting. But that will be the best 1 o'clock game of the day. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson coming up. I can't wait to see that game. Then the Patriots will come up at 4:25 today down in Philly. As Hart just mentioned, that Jordan Howard out for the game. Patriots look to pretty much have everyone healthy, right?
Except Damian Harris, my guy. Hamstring injury, he's out. We're talking about that next segment. I think Bill Belichick read my column and is making health-related moves in reaction to it.
But N'Keal Harry is activated, and he spoke to the media, so more than likely, knock on wood, we'll get to see the first-round pick hopefully make his debut today down in Philadelphia.
10 catches, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns? No, just kidding. I'd be happy with 2 catches for 30 yards.
Yeah, I don't, if Tom Brady even targeted him, I'd be shocked on that. The guy, NFL Sunday, will get you here right here coming up at noon. And tonight's primetime game, Bears and Rams at the Coliseum. I won't be watching that. Bruins lose another one in a shootout to the Capitals last night. The Bees are 0-4 in shootouts this season. They lost 3 just this week. Celtics look for 11 in a row today at 3:30 in Sacramento against the Kings. And tough news yesterday for Alabama and their Heisman Trophy candidate, Tua Tagovailoa, who was carted off the field, dislocated hip, against Mississippi State. They're up 35-7 right before the half. Oh, did you see after the game what Nick Saban said? That was going to be his last series. Yeah,
oh, that's
sure
not
was.
What we need to hear.
No. Doctors did say, though, he's expected to make a full recovery. But I have someone who's very familiar with this injury who texted me why he thinks there's a chance that not only Tua is going to go back to Alabama next year, he might not be able to play next year. It might not be till 2021. That's how bad this injury is. We'll talk more about that. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From a football sense, I talked to 4 high-level evaluators who viewed Kaepernick's workout, and here's the consensus among those 4. First of all, he was in good shape, didn't do any running or agility drills, but certainly in good shape. The arm strength was there, as one told me. He definitely had his fastball. That really has not been in question. The deep ball accuracy was something that several of the evaluators told me was not exactly how they would want. Certainly some inconsistency there. But most of the ones I talked to, Rich, thought that Kaepernick had a showing that would be good enough from a football sense to put him on a roster. The other side of it, and we can't ignore this, is the frustration with what you mentioned, the changing of the venue, if only because so many teams sent pro scouts there, had them planning to go, and then they were not able to go because of the change. That is something they were really, really upset about. From a football sense, I talk.
So that's Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. Does a great job. So why did Kaepernick change the venue? Well, I get it. You want your own guys. You want your video crew, which is smart. It you get a chance to sort of control the narrative in case the NFL edits some sort of thing together that, you know, makes you, you know, not look in the most positive light. I understand that. Why change the venue? I've been to that venue a bunch of times. It's a unbelievable venue. It's an hour north of Atlanta, at least the airport. But why do it at a high school? That's the part to me that's mystifying.
Because it's an NFL. They're not going to allow you to do it if you don't sign their waiver. It's their facility. It's an NFL Atlanta Falcons facility. So okay. If you refuse to sign the waiver, they're not going to do it at their facility.
Okay, but wherein and does the waiver, as we talked about before, why does it say that if you sign the waiver that you can never sue us?
Because that's apparently what they put in there, and then his legal team sent back a rewritten waiver that they refused, and therefore you have what you had, where he moves on.
So in essence, by the NFL trying to play hardball and trying, you know, maybe thinking that Colin Kaepernick's legal counsel wouldn't look at the fine print there, the NFL bought this thing. You shouldn't have put that in there. You can't sue. Come on. I mean,
maybe that's what this was all about. Maybe that was the end that Jeff Pasch wanted and the league wanted, the signature on this piece of paper. Maybe that's all this, because everybody keeps saying,
You might be right.
Right? And that would answer it if they wanted to get this signal. He's so desperate, so stunned, so rushed that he signs it, and then he signs away what he might do down the road.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and maybe, just maybe, that's what the NFL's ulterior motive and agenda was in this whole situation. The whole thing, as it came about 3 days ago, we just learned about this, as Kaepernick did as well, this whole thing was a complete sham. It was a dog and pony show.
Certainly felt that way from the beginning. It feels that way now. I don't think anything was accomplished by any side, right? You had two sides that have very different agendas, very different trust levels in each other, or similar trust levels in each other. They don't trust each other. And I think you got nothing accomplished. You wasted the time of apparently 25 officials, some of which went to Atlanta for the first workout, didn't go to the high school and move on, a handful of which did move on. But what does it lead to? I would say absolutely nothing.
You know, there came a point in the time, remember the early 2000s to mid-2000s, that Paris Hilton was the it girl prior to Kim Kardashian? Remember that? She was social media before there was social media. It was, you know, A Simple Life and her and Nicole Richie. And then one day, I don't know when this happened, but maybe like sometime around 2010 or 11, people just stopped caring about Paris Hilton. Do you know what I wish for more than anything? People would just wake up and stop caring about Colin Kaepernick. I really wish that would happen, because that's the only thing. You know what the thing about this? People still care, man. He's still moving the needle. He is. Sure. Even on sports radio, no matter where you go, you just say the name Colin Kaepernick, and it certainly evokes some sort of emotion, whether it's some sort of positive or maybe the pejorative. It evokes and elicits an emotion, which is what you want from somebody, and people still care. I long for the moment where people don't.
Yeah, I agree. But we're talking about it. Like, as you said, people will talk about it. You know, I tweeted something about it, and you immediately, you get the...
But why, let me ask you this. In your opinion, why do people still care about it?
Because it's race, it's politics, it's sports. And what three things, if you could just add in a little religion, I mean, you have all the hot button issues, race, politics, sports. Add in religion and boom. The perfect storm. Those are the things that people passionately debate, whether it's at parties or on social media. You know, that's a hot button issue, and that's forever will be. I think you're going to bring it up, and everybody has basically an unwavering opinion, right? Nothing's going to change for most people's opinions moving forward. They've already decided what side of this they're on based on, you know, their political views, their social views, whatever it is. People have already entrenched themselves in where they sit on this topic, right?
Yeah.
So sure. It's much ado about nothing. It's a lot like politics. It's a lot like you're either a Patriots fan or you're not, and you can fight it out with some Jets fan, but nothing's ever going to change. Well, you're either a Colin Kaepernick supporter or you're Colin Kaepernick detractor, but you sure as hell are willing to share your opinion. That won't change.
Right. If you want to pick one person in the well, he's not even in the NFL because he hasn't been for 3 years. But one person who's synonymous with the league that sort of elicits a Donald Trump reaction, it's Colin Kaepernick. He does. Yeah. He's one of those guys. You're going to have one feeling. The one thing Kaepernick or the 45th president of the United States do not elicit is apathy. Because you certainly have something to say, whether it's you will have one of those two strongest emotions. It's going to be one or the polar opposite, but it won't be in the middle. It won't be, I don't really care. No, you do care. Adam Schefter spoke this morning on ESPN's NFL Countdown and talked about how Kaepernick and his reps wanted to film a Nike commercial.
He wanted to have what he believed was full transparency. The lack of trust between these two sides was evident in everything that occurred between them. And then later, after he canceled the NFL, then released a statement in part saying that Nike wanted to film a commercial, which Nike got upset about. And Nike called the NFL later and asked the NFL to retract its statement, which the NFL denied. So again, issues between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. Nike brought into it, didn't want to be.
So there's that. Who botched this thing? The NFL or Kaepernick? And I have to tell you, I think the answer is yes. But if you make me pick one, I'm going to go with the NFL on this one. Yep. I think the NFL botched this whole thing. I think they set him up to fail, and then they tried to sucker him to signing that waiver just so he wouldn't be able to sue them in the future. And I think the NFL today, as much as they got it right, oh, here's another name in the first 1 hour and 43 minutes that we haven't mentioned, a name, Myles Garrett. As much as they got it right on the Myles Garrett, you're done for the rest of the season, and if Cleveland makes the playoffs, you will not see the light of the field. They messed this Colin Kaepernick thing up so bad, it looks horrible. All right, we'll get into a little bit of that Myles Garrett situation. And Andy, go get the key to the master lock, because my lock of the week's coming up next. I've got it. You can bet your kids' future college tuition. We've got it all. I will have that for you next, and I promise you, if you bet on this game, your kids will more than likely be going to an Ivy League institution of higher learning. We will have that for you next on Mark and Hard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The winner is Lamar Jackson of University of Louisville.
To the Heisman voters, I'm truly honored and humbled to be 2016 Heisman Trophy winner. I'm extremely proud to represent this class and the University of Louisville with their first Heisman Trophy.
Well, that was back in 2016 as Lamar Jackson, a three-star recruit coming out of Boynton Beach Community High School, ended up winning the Heisman Trophy, a three-star recruit who Florida State only said they would give him a scholarship if he agreed to play defensive back, which he probably would have been a great defensive back. That season, Louisville played Clemson, who was ranked 2 or 3 at the time, and it was an epic game. Clemson had this quarterback you might have heard of by the name of Deshaun Watson. Clemson won the game 42-36. In that game, Deshaun Watson had 5 touchdowns and 397 yards of offense. Lamar Jackson had 457 yards and 3 touchdowns. They have not faced each other yet in the NFL. And this game today at 1 o'clock, here's my thing before I get this, and this is my lock pick of the week. Why was this game not flexed, Hart? I blame this on you.
Me?
It's your fault. Yeah.
How so?
I don't know. I just want to blame it on you.
Yeah, it's not my fault. There's enough to blame on me this morning. By the way, I don't believe the 18-12 record I was quoting earlier is accurate. I've been doing a little research.
Okay.
Rick Goslin screwed me, who's a longtime Dallas Morning News reporter.
Look at you throwing him under the bus.
Gotta blame your sources.
He was my source. He's one of the more respected writers in the history of the National Football League. I can tell you, coaches call him with questions pre-draft. Coaches call him because he had his own special teams power rankings. He came up with this whole formula to rate special teams, including Bill Belichick. And I trusted him, and I regret it.
So do you know what Belichick's record is?
It's really good. I don't know. I think I got up to like 28-7.
Yeah, which you erroneously corrected me on.
Well, who do you think I'm going to trust? A Hall of Fame football writer who Bill Belichick trusts, or some clown on the radio?
You should trust me because I
know. Clown on the radio?
I would probably
take BC. It's a lock. Put your kid's education on it.
Hey, you never do that. But all right, let me get back to the lock of my bet your kid's future college tuition lock of the week. So I've set it up. Today is going to be a battle of two MVP candidates. I mean, that's another thing, too. Everyone's heard about, obviously, certainly after the, I would say, his coming out party on Sunday night against the Patriots, beating the previously 8-0 team. And it's all this talk about Lamar Jackson, all this stuff. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention 3 years ago, after Deshaun Watson lost the Heisman to Lamar Jackson by not that many votes, Clemson ended up going on and knocking off the Titan, Alabama, in the national championship down in Tampa. So, yes, Lamar got the Heisman. Deshaun Watson got the ring. Today, this is what's going to happen. The Houston Texans are a 4.5-point favorite. And I think they might win the game. But I'll tell you this, they're not going to lose by more than 4.5 points. Put your kids' future college tuition. This, folks, is a 35-unit selection.
Wow.
Put your kids' future college tuition on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans plus 4.5 points. And then I'm also going to give you a little supplementary pick, too. Bet a little bit on Houston on the money line. Like I told you 2 weeks ago, Baltimore didn't need the points against the Patriots. I nailed that one. I don't think Houston might even need the points. I think they might win this game outright. Oh, by the way, the Ravens, they've won 5 games in a row, and the Texans are coming off a bye, and the Texans under Bill O'Brien with Deshaun Watson quarterback are really good against the spread as a road dog. So they are a road dog today, and I'm taking the Texans plus 4.5.
So you got to finally give my guy Billy O'Brien some credit. That's a good win. If they went outright, I know you taking the points.
Well, hey, let me not only give you this one. I'm gonna give you one in 2 weeks. They will beat the New England Patriots 2 weeks from today.
Wow,
that one. Unbelievable winner.
Yes. Wow. 2 weeks from today, they're knocking off the Patriots. So I gave you two. How about that one, Hart?
Yeah, I think that's a dangerous proclamation to make, right? What if Deshaun Watson gets hurt today? You still taking the Texans?
No, just like Tua Tagovailoa did yesterday. No, right. No. You know, I definitely not. No, that's obviously that Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins are still like healthy. That's,
right.
Yeah. Right. Well, one guy though who doesn't get. It's all this talk about Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram's had a really good season. How about Carlos Hyde? You see what the season he's having this year?
Yes.
He's doing pretty good. And nobody talks about him. Oh, they got Duke Johnson coming out of the backfield catching passes. He's really good in that James White role. I love the Texans today. It's one of those games, too. It's an early game. Doesn't give the crowd a lot of, you know, if it's a night game, I might feel different. But at 1 o'clock, the 5-game win streak might come to an end, but I guarantee you the Texans will lose by less than 4.5 points.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Joe Namath style.
Yes.
Guarantee it, baby.
Guaranteed. There you go. And NFL and NBC, you should have flexed this one, right? I mean, come on. Two MVP candidates on Sunday Night Football. What kind of number would that be tonight?
Oh, that would be a fun game. That would be right. A good number. I don't know the background information. I haven't done any research in terms of protecting of games and anything like that. But it certainly should have been the national game of the week. If you really want to go to a flex schedule and make sure that NBC gets the best game or one of the couple best games, because you could argue Patriots-Eagles is a really nice game.
That
I'm guessing
nice too,
that was protected in the 4 o'clock slot for the national game. But yeah, that would be, especially for a league that you've dealt with injuries to guys like Roethlisberger and Breeze and these guys over the course of the season. How about you put your two young MVP-style quarterbacks on a showcase game? You know, maybe this starts a thing where you had Brady Manning for so many years. You would love to start Jackson Watson, right?
Yes.
Over the course of the next decade, have these guys meeting annually because they're first place teams in their division and they're fighting for the AFC. And instead, it'll be at 1 o'clock. But I'll be watching at 1.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just, the NFL messed up. And listen, the NFL can do whatever the hell they want because they're the NFL. They're a, I don't know, $12.5 billion entity. They can do what they want. But to me, to put this, it's like, I don't know, putting Habib versus McGregor in the first bout instead of the main event. Like, it doesn't, like, what are you doing? Like, you put this a 1 o'clock game? Like, why? This thing should be on primetime. Instead, I'll be watching Ray Donovan, the new season of Ray Donovan on Showtime.
This is one of those things where both coaches should take it as a sign of respect, get their teams all fired up.
Yeah.
This is a 1 o'clock game. This league doesn't think you guys are crap. They think it's Brady and Goff and all those other guys. What do you guys think you need to prove out here, right?
I had to check three different. I checked Yahoo Sports, ESPN, and Fox. I really couldn't believe this was at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
I could. I'm like, what? These are the two faces of the league for the next decade. As long, providing, of course, they stay healthy. You're talking about two perennial MVP candidates, two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and as unfortunately, we're going to get it at 1 o'clock. But hey, I'll tell you what, it'll be a nice precursor to Patriots Eagles at 4:25. All right, we got 2 hours down, one to go. The fastest 3 hours in sports talk radio. Mark and Hart will come back on the other side. Oh, we didn't even get to this too. For 2 hours, we haven't talked about Myles Garrett. We can get into Garrett's stuff. We got Kaepernick on the table, Patriots, Eagles, all that and more. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.